Hey, I'm Jennifer Hurwitz, best-selling author of the books One Happy Divorce and Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda. I'm a relationship coach, a public speaker, and I'm the mom of two of the most kick-ass teenage boys around. Raw, authentic, and insightful, this podcast is a no-bullshit slice of reality for anyone curious about what it looks like to get divorced. On Doing Divorce Right, we'll give you the tools you'll need to navigate your relationships, whether you're contemplating divorce or have already signed the papers. We'll figure it out together without taking ourselves too seriously here on Doing Divorce Right podcast. Just saying the word divorce takes effort because there's so much shame, embarrassment, and fear associated with it. It's a taboo topic no one really wants to talk about publicly. Until now. This February 4th, I'll be joining Wendy Sterling, divorce recovery specialist and founder of The Divorce Rehab, along with many other divorce experts, in launching the first of its kind online divorce summit, Divorce Recovery Made Easier, How to Heal, Rediscover Identity, and Confidentially Create the Life You Design. With Divorce Recovery Made Easier, we will not only share our divorce experiences, but how it shaped the tools, businesses, and insights we've created to help you navigate your path and guide you into designing the life you want instead of the one you feel stuck in. February 4th, 2020, y'all. Don't miss it. Good morning. Good morning. It is Tuesday and it is New Year's Eve day. Is it? New Year's Eve Day, it's Doing Divorce Right or Avoiding It Altogether. I'm Jennifer Hurwitz and I'm your host every Tuesday. And this Tuesday is a special Tuesday because I have my most favorite guest in the house. Hi, Jim.
Hello.
Jim Healy's here with us today because it's a fabulous day. It is New Year's Eve. It is the 31st. The new year is tomorrow, 2020. It's 2019. It's New Year's Eve. And so today we're doing our New Year's Eve episode, even though it's not really New Year's Eve for us because we're sitting here and it's not.
No, we're recording.
We're pre-recording this so that you guys hear it on New Year's Eve because we are traveling, kind of, I guess. So where are we now, actually?
We're in Charlotte right now.
We're in Charlotte right now, but we're going to also be in Charlotte on New Year's Eve, but we're recording this before. And so really it is New Year's Eve for you today and you're listening and you're doing fun stuff tonight and popping champagne bottles and...
Not driving drunk
and all that good stuff. So we're going to do our New Year's Eve episode today for you. And we hope you have a great night tonight and do fun stuff and get all dressed up and...
Party like it's 1999.
Or 2019, one or the other. So we just wanted to say Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Jim.
Happy New Year, boo.
Happy New Year. We had a good year, I think, kind of.
Debatable.
We had a kind of busy year. It was kind of crazy year. We found out, I mean, had some bad stuff and some good stuff and lots of kind of
stuff.
We had some stuff.
We had a year.
You know, the year is behind us now almost. You know, we're going to go into 2020 and we're going to think positive thoughts and have hopefully a much better, brighter 2020.
And we get to elect a new president this year.
Oh my God, my kid gets to vote.
So does mine.
Our kids get to vote. Oh my God, our kids get to vote. Is that crazy?
Yes, it is.
It's crazy. Okay, so here's what we're going to do today. We are going to do an article because we love to do this. Where's the article?
It's
Which
right
one
here.
Do we have? This one?
That's the one.
No, that's not it.
What to do with your partner. So one, there you go.
Oh yeah, here we go. Okay, Bustle Magazine or Bustle.com, which I love. I write for them and I think they're great and they're awesome. And this is an article by Christine, I just said Felizar. Yeah. And it's a New Year's Eve kind of article, which we think was kind of apropos, is that correct? What to do with your partner before the end of the year, according to experts, which is you have one day to do these things, but we think you can do them this week. We'll give you this week.
Sure. I think starting off the new year would be a good idea.
Starting off the new year, yeah. So if you want to be in a relationship, if you want your relationship to be strong in 2020, here's what you need to do. Seven things, Jim?
Yes. Is the first one break up with them?
The first thing is to lose your partner. Just lose your partner. No, I think these are really good things. I think this is a great article. And I think we're going to talk about a little bit, obviously, the stress of the holiday season. It's no secret that this time can be difficult on a lot of couples. I think it's difficult. Actually, at this point, we will, when this airs, we will have just returned from a lovely weekend in LA with my family.
Yes.
On Christmas, you're going to be spending, or you have just spent Christmas with my family, all the Hurwitz clan in LA, in Palm Springs. So I'm sure you had a wonderful time.
I'm sure I did.
Yeah, I'm sure we did. I'm sure we had a great time. So, you know, maybe I'll do a post.
If not, to be posting some other video or some other podcast.
Exactly. So we just spent Christmas and I know that, whatever. And tonight, actually, we're going to a friend's house, so that'll be fun too. But so there's lots of pressure of Christmas and the holidays and Hanukkah and all that good stuff. So, you know, it's time to do stuff to come together with your partner in for 2020. So what do we have here? What do you got?
We have number one.
Number one.
Pick goals you'd like to accomplish together in the new year.
Pick goals you'd like to accomplish together. Do we have any goals for our new year? For us?
I'm not much of a goal person, which is probably why I'm not successful.
Oh my God.
No, I was more of a defensive person, so I didn't score many goals.
Yes, you did. You played soccer.
Yes, but I played defense.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I like to achieve goals, things that are achievable. But like, oh, they're saying like get a dog. Do you want to get a dog?
I do not.
I do not want to get a dog.
I don't want to get any form of any pet.
How about a goldfish?
No.
We're not pet people.
Goldfish are worthless. They're worthless pets.
I agree. And they smell.
They just sit there.
Oh, but here, like they're saying, like, are you thinking about going on a trip? Do you want to get to know each other on a deeper level? We're pretty deep. Any big goals that you want to accomplish together over the next year and be specific? Any goals that we have? Any goals? I think we have a couple goals, maybe.
Do we
have any goals. No. I think just to be supportive of each other, maybe.
Are we still dating?
I mean, I think we have a couple goals. No, I mean,
no goals.
Yes, we do. I know I have a goal that it's a secret.
Oh no.
I'm not telling you. It's a secret goal. Is that allowed to have a secret goal?
It's hard to work toward that goal as a couple if only one person knows it.
Well, I have a secret goal.
Okay.
It says when
is it getting a dog together?
No, it's not. I don't want to. But this is what, Ganel, an expert, Ganel. When you put your dreams into words and speak them, your brain seeks to cross the divide from where you are now to achieving that goal. The best part is when you dream together, you create connection and intimacy. We clearly have not done that, Jim. We have no goal. Okay, we suck. I don't know. We need a goal, honey. Can you think of one by the end of the podcast?
Well, what's a goal?
Like a goal. Like we have a goal together. Like we're going to go on a big trip and whatever. And
so spend more money. Is that the goal?
Maybe that's the goal. Maybe we should save money.
There we go. That's
maybe
sounds
we, I know. Maybe we should start looking for a place together. No pressure.
Does it have two separate bedrooms?
You're such a dick. It has two separate bedrooms with...
I need a big closet.
A huge closet. Yeah, yes. We have no closets, but you have no... we cannot move into your place because there's... I don't even have a drawer.
You have two drawers.
Okay, fine.
You have a drawer and a half.
A drawer and a half. You don't have a drawer in my place.
No, I don't.
You don't.
Maybe I have nothing.
Oh, whatever.
I have nothing.
Okay, my God, seriously. Okay, number two. We forgot. What is the title of this podcast again? If you
We said it was.
To strengthen your relationship by 2020. Okay, number two. Before the ball drops.
We're doomed.
We are doomed. Number two, forgive each other. Oh, I like this one. Forgive each other. By tomorrow. At least once a year, couples need to clear the slate, says Michelle Lisenberry Christensen. Oh, she says you need to clear the slate and get rid of your resentments and frustration with your partner. It's a great time to release those and recognize your feelings of resentment. Like, for example, when you told me in 2017.
No.
Yes.
That was 3 years ago.
Yeah, 2017, you said I was impossible to love. I should get over that by now.
I would hope so.
Well, I don't know if I am, but maybe by tomorrow I will be.
Well, maybe if it wasn't true.
Okay, but seriously, you need to get over some resentment. You're harboring some. I feel like some.
I'm holding under a lot of things. It's called pounds.
Okay, pounds. There we go. Oh, that's funny. No, but me, honey. You should. We need to forgive each other. I forgive you for everything you've done this year.
I forgive you for being mean to me.
I forgive you for being really,
really mean to me.
Really annoying.
I won't say the other word.
I think that's a good idea.
For being so bitchy all year. I forgive you for your PMS.
For my PMDD. PMDD. Let's call it what it is, sir. I forgive you for not being emotionally connected. This is awesome. This is the best thing ever. We only have one day to get our shit together, honey, so we better speed it up.
We are doomed.
Number three. You do number three.
Hold on. I scrolled past it. Talk about your sex life.
Oh, we do that all the time. We have great sex, honey. Don't tell anyone.
We do have decent relations.
Decent?
Yes.
Decent? Not a good adjective, honey.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
1?
Come on.
Oh, is 1 the best or 10 the best?
10 is the best.
Oh.
Okay, it says, if you don't talk about your sex life regularly, it's a good time to do it. That's what this Kristen Thomas says, certified sex coach, tells Bustle.
So they want to rehash the years. Like, you know what? I really liked that time where I...
Easy.
Water sports where you got in the kiddie pool and like weird stuff happened. Like, really?
Yeah.
I mean, do you really need to?
Yes, you do, honey. That's what
you have
saying.
A year in review.
It says right here, do you need to hit the reset button on your routine? Share with your partner. You should aim, that's what they're saying here. If you want to have a good relationship in 2020, break the past barriers that have stopped you from expressing what you want so that you and your partner can start having the mind-blowing connected sex that you want.
We already have.
We do. I don't need to talk about sex.
We anymore. Have good relations.
We do. Why do you have to call it relations like we're 90?
Because it bothers you.
It does bother me. It's so weird. It's like we're 95 years old. Oh, we have a relations, honey. We have a relations tonight. Oh, yeah, just people should talk about your sex life, everybody.
So recap, you do like a top 10.
Top 10. Yeah. Oh, let's do
it's
that.
Like, remember the time that we did X, Y, or Z? There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah, that's good.
Remember the time I laid you on the hood of the car at
okay,
the bar?
Okay, well, no, we never
we didn't
did
actually
that.
Do that. Not us. I'm just saying in general. Folks.
Generally speaking. Yes. Oh, you're real quick to say that that wasn't me.
Well, there wasn't anybody.
You never had sex in a car? Never? Mm-hmm. You've never had sex in a car?
On the hood of in? Not on?
You've never had sex in the hood of a car?
No.
You've not lived?
That's because I'm not a whore. I'm sorry, did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did. But I don't understand. There's nothing wrong with having sex on the hood of a car. What if it's in your garage?
All right, well.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. Look at you.
You got carbon monoxide poisoning.
It doesn't have to be running. No one said the car to be running.
Detroit's kind of cold if it was back in the day.
Like, what if it's in the summertime?
What if your butt like gets frozen
what if it's,
to this?
Oh, this is going nowhere. Nowhere.
You get road salt up in there.
Oh, for God's sakes. Oh, like
is that a good
sand?
Idea?
I don't know.
Like sand and slag and road salt.
What is slag?
Slag is what they put out here in the Carolinas on the roads.
Slag?
Yeah.
Is that a real word?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Anywho. Okay, number four. Right no,
this is a shit show.
Number four, you do it.
Add stress-relieving activities to your busy routine.
Like what?
Like
sex.
Like sex, be good, or...
Oh, it says...
I don't know, encourage each other to participate in stress-relieving activities.
Like what?
The mental health counselor said... sorry, I haven't...
No one wants to enter into the new year exhausted or
giving each other massages.
You never give me any type of massage.
Well, you can't with AS. You're not supposed to get massages, you told me.
Okay, that is such a crock of shit. Listen to you, crock of shit.
That is so winning, folks. And plus, my thumbs start to hurt. I don't know how massage therapists do it.
I don't either. It says taking a walk together. I don't like to walk.
You don't like to walk at all. Like, if I park three spaces further away from the store,
you know what?
I get a ration of shit. Like, I get like, why are you parking here? And there's one three spaces over.
Okay, it's, but I think you do that on purpose. You just want
to. No, I look for a space that's A, easy to get into, and B, won't damage my or your whosoever vehicle we're in.
But why do you park so? If there's a spot closer to the door, why wouldn't you?
Because
take
sometimes
that spot?
It's not convenient to get into. It might be a little tight, or it might be. You know, there might be a cart there or something. So anyway, you don't like to walk.
I don't like to walk, no. And if it's raining, I don't like to go outside.
No, ever.
No. I melt in the rain.
That's untrue.
Is that surprising? And playing a game. Your partner, I don't know, maybe Monopoly. I like Monopoly, although you're very competitive.
I like to play Call of Duty.
Call of Duty?
Yes.
Is that a sports game?
It's a video game.
Oh, no, COD.
PlayStation, COD, yes.
I've never seen you play
Call of Duty?
No, never seen you. We're not going to
play. Well, I play it when you're not around.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. That's why you don't answer the phone. This is very telling.
Better. I'm looking
number
at memes
five.
And poop.
Number five.
Who answers the phone when they're on the toilet? No one answers the phone. You shouldn't. Don't answer the phone in the toilet, folks. I don't care who.
Who would ever answer the phone in the toilet?
I know people do. Ugh. They'll actually have conversations. Like, you'll hear them in the stall. Like,
that's disgusting.
Know. I know. Who would do that?
I mean, if it's important, I guess.
No. It's not. Nothing is that important.
Oh, God.
Nothing.
I'm losing clients as we speak.
Nothing
I'm
is that
losing
important.
Clients, Jim.
I'm sorry, Jennifer.
Okay. Number five.
Schedule time to do something you both enjoy doing together, like complaining.
Like watching TV. We like to watch TV a lot. We like Miss Maisel.
Yes, Miss Maisel's good.
You love Miss Maisel.
I do love Mrs. Maisel.
And you also.
The marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
And you also like that other show we like to watch.
Atypical.
Atypical. We loved that.
Yes.
And we finished that quickly.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. We like to do that. What else do we like to do together? It says, put it on your calendar, mark it as important, and stick to it. One thing a couple can do to stay on track and start the new year off right is to intentionally schedule time together doing things you enjoy, says Dr. Ellen Ross.
Like jogging?
Oh, no. I don't enjoy that at all. My uterus would fall out. I don't like that. Keep your date night, and if you don't already have a date night, but we have date nights last, but then I cancel them.
Yes, I set up nice date nights. Occasionally, I'll actually set up something nice and you cancel it.
Because I don't like to go outside when it's raining.
I don't know. Maybe we should get you one of those like granny.
Bubby.
The bubby things. This the clear hood that grannies wear over their hair so they don't mess it up.
That's a good idea. Is that about my hair? I just don't like to be outside in the rain. It's so wet.
That's what she said.
Okay. And number six, this is what you need to do, you guys, tonight before New Year's Eve, before the ball drops at Dick Clark. Ooh.
Dick Clark is no longer with us, babe.
He
passed, yes.
Oh my God, he did? Did I know that?
I don't know if you knew it, but he had a stroke. And then he came. Yeah, it was a couple of years ago.
Oh my, no. Yes. Did I know that?
I think
I knew that. Did I know that?
Yes,
oh Dick Clark. Ryan Seacrest is now doing it.
Yes, he is like the new Dick Clark.
And Jenny McCarthy.
I don't know if she does, but like I know.
Oh my God, that is
I know
so
Ryan.
I knew that, Ryan. I love him. Oh my God, I forgot about that. That's right. Oh, Dick.
I mean, he was pretty old. It's not like he was 15.
Anyway. Ugh, now I feel sad inside.
Why?
Because it's sad. You know what?
Because Ryan Seacrest?
I like him. I like Ryan. Okay. Anyway, so these are things you want to do before tonight, before the ball drops, and before you pop that champagne. You want to do these things to make your relationship better for 2020 tomorrow. Number six, check in with each other about things that can be improved. Oh, I tell you all the time what should be improved.
Oh, she does. You know what you're doing wrong. You know what you could do better. You know what I would like if you would really do. You know I'd like you more if you would do these things. Why don't you ever do these things?
Okay, you know
what? Do you ever listen to me?
You are enough.
Apparently I'm not.
Oh, I think you're me. It says relational? What does it say? Relational health at the end of the year is imperative, Dr. Kendra O'Hara says. She says, while there's nothing magical about January 1st, the buzz of the new year puts many couples into the goal-setting spirit.
Fair enough.
Hooray! We're going to set some goals. It's a perfect time to check in and ask yourself, does my relationship need a tune-up? I think ours does. Do you?
I don't know.
I think I want to go see that my friend Susie Kamen and do some Imago therapy.
What?
You didn't listen to the podcast?
Hidalgo?
Imago. You didn't listen? Hidalgo.
That was that movie with Viggo Mortensen.
You didn't listen to my podcast with Susie Kamen? Yes, I like it.
I listen to all your podcasts.
Oh, look at that.
Because I want to compare myself to this podcast and see if I'm better.
Your podcast is number one. Ooh,
of course it is.
The number one most listened to podcast of 2019 is Jim Healy. That's right. Yes.
Yes, this one will not be one of those.
This may be. You never know. Okay, so it says, talking to each other about things that can be improved can be really helpful. If you have trouble communicating and you can,
where I come from, that's called nagging.
You know what, Jim? I don't nag you. I try to make you a better person. This is my favorite, number seven. You read it, honey, because this is definitely my favorite. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I can't read those words.
Go ahead.
These are such made up words.
I think they are too.
Prioritize intentionality, emotionality, and intimacy.
Say them one more time for everyone.
Intentionality, emotionality, and intimacy.
One more time, honey. Go ahead.
No. I refuse to say those words again.
If you want your relationship to be strong in 2020, O'Hara, that's her name. O'Hara, like the horror.
Like from
Nagila Hava.
Is that
O'Hara?
Is that the chick from Star Trek?
No.
No? The African American chick that was on the bridge with Captain Kirk?
I don't know. I'm not a Trekkie. Says to make these three words your relationship mantra. If you want your relationship to be strong in 2020, these words need to be your mantra.
Please no.
Intentionality.
No.
Emotionality and intimacy. Healthy relationships prioritize these three things, she says. Intentionality is the bullseye of your relationship. If you don't have relationship goals, it's time to set them. I don't know how I feel about this. Mm. Emotionality is the foundation of your relationship. It keeps you feeling safe. And it's a good time to brush up on your empathy skills, which, Jim, some men have a problem with empathy. I just want to say it. I don't think a lot of women have no problem. I think women do too. But intimacy is about knowing your partner inside and out. I pretty much know you.
Do you?
I do. Don't you think? We know each other intimately?
I would think so.
Yeah. So you guys, that's probably a really big one. Those three things. I think it's really important if you check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Did you just say that?
I did.
Are you high?
I'm not high, honey. No, I don't do drugs.
Me either.
But these people, look at all these great experts. Maybe I'll have some of them on my show.
There you go. You can chase down some new leads.
I will. Oh, wow. Look at these great, awesome people.
The next couple of weeks can have a way of testing your relationship when the holidays arrive.
Well, we're done with the holidays.
Yes.
But we're over. So now these experts are saying it's time to do it, you guys. It's time to make these goals and set them within the first week of January.
What's the mantra again?
Intentionality.
Yes.
Emotionality.
Yes.
And?
Intimacy.
Intimacy. Which I'm a big fan of. You know, I work with all my clients at the
I think intimacy is very important.
I do too. I think we have that. We're pretty good at intimacy.
I would agree.
Yeah. Yeah, I like you.
I'm not getting intentionality. The bullseye of your relationship?
I don't understand. Being purposeful with your, yeah. with your.
God forbid you say being purposeful, but no.
But they like intention. It's a new word, I think, intentionality. Has anyone heard of that? Intentionality. I think it's being purposeful with your goals and your, you know, setting goals and being purposeful with your plan. Mm. Do you feel that way? That's maybe been? No?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I think you're correct.
Thanks, honey. Thanks.
See? I'd say when you're right.
Oh my God, can we get that on tape? We just did.
It is on tape.
Yeah, we just got that on tape.
I'd say when you're right on the rare occasions that you are.
Okay.
No,
and
I'm
thank
just kidding.
You very
you're
much
right.
For today.
You're right quite a bit.
Yes. Anyway, so do you have anything to say to everybody for the new year? To your friends and everybody?
Happy New Year.
That's it.
To all of you out there in Doing Divorce Right podcast land.
Yeah. So, honey, this is very exciting that your podcast was the number one most downloaded podcast of 2019. The one where it was what it could have, should have done better in his marriage.
That's because I promote those to my friends.
I don't think that's right. It was. You did a great job. It was excellent. And people love you.
No,
so thanks for being here. Yeah, they do. They do. Yeah, you're great.
I just want you to love me.
I do love you, baby. I do. So this has been great. And again, you guys, 2020, we wish you big things and hope all your family's good and good things and health and happiness and
prosperity.
What else?
I don't know.
That's it. That's all we got for you.
What's the Jewish thing to say?
There's nothing really Jewish to say. I think we say the same thing and everybody says the same thing. Just Happy New Year, everybody.
I didn't know if there was some Yiddish term or something.
No, I don't think so. I mean, if I think of it, I'll let you know. But otherwise, you guys know where to find me, per usual, at jenniferhurwitz.com. And if you have listened to What a Divorce Coach Does and you're looking for a divorce coach in the new year to start off your new year right, you can always book a free 30-minute discovery call with me. Anytime you want, just find me on my website, www.jenniferhurwitz.com. On Instagram, it's Jennifer Hurwitz Biz. And my books, Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, A Divorce Coach's Guide to Staying Married, and One Happy Divorce, Hold the Bullshit, always available on Amazon. Y'all, it's been awesome. It's been a great year filled with tons of crazy fun stuff and some not so fun stuff too. But 2019 is going out with a bang.
Yes, and 2020 looks good.
And 2020 looks good. So that's it. Happy New Year, y'all.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I wish I had a kazoo thingy, but I don't.
We pop some champagne. Peace, love, and
truth.
Bye, you guys. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to Doing Divorce Right. If you enjoy the podcast, please subscribe, recommend, rate, and review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Want to keep the podcast going? Support us by going to www.jenniferhurwitz.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Peace, love, and truth.